Blog Talk Radio. Outside of that, though, OKC won the, like I said, won the series in seven games. Memphis won their series against the Clippers in six games. After losing the first two, Memphis really turned it up, won four straight. That one, kind of disappointing if you're a Clipper fan or if you were rooting for the Clippers like I was. Because, you know, they got Chris Paul, they got Blake Griffin, they got all the star power and the high-flying acrobatics, but just couldn't win when it mattered most. There could be big changes in L.A. for the Clippers. Obviously, Coach Del Negro, there'll have to be a decision made with him whether or not they bring him back next year. Chris Paul has the ability to opt out of his contract this year. Don't know if he's going to return to Memphis, to L.A. So a lot of changes could be in store for the Clippers. Right now, The Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks are underway. First quarter of their first round, or the second round matchup, I apologize. First game of the second round for both of these teams. Indiana, of course, beat the Atlanta Hawks in six games, and New York did the same to Boston with the same amount of games. New York went up 3-0 against Boston. Could have closed them out in game four, had an opportunity. Carmelo had an opportunity at the end to hit a jumper to win it. Unfortunately, he missed. Boston would come back to win that game and the next one to force a game six in Boston, where New York was up handily, at least 20 points. Boston made another late charge in game six, but New York staved off the Celtics' run and ended up winning that one pretty handily. So, I'm going to give you the results of all the first round series first. Then we'll get into breaking down the remaining second round games, or series rather. And then we'll take some callers. So callers, if you're on the line, be patient. There's some things I have to do first. We'll get to you, I promise. But yeah, okay. First round gave you the Knicks. Knicks obviously beat the Celtics. The Indiana Pacers beat the Atlanta Hawks. The Chicago Bulls moved on last night in Game 7 against the Brooklyn Nets. A tough series, especially for Chicago. A lot of people were out. A lot of people banged up. Somehow they gutted one out last night, led by Joakim Noah, who had a really big game, 24 points, 14 rebounds, playing basically on one leg, out there playing hard. We'll come back to Noah's big night a little later in the show. The other series, of course, the Miami Heat swept the Milwaukee Bucks. It's been so long since you've seen the Heat that you forget that they are even in the playoffs, but they took care of business early against the Bucks, got them out of there. Moving to the Western Conference, San Antonio, the Spurs swept the Lakers 4-0. The Clippers, of course, as I told you earlier, lost 4 games to 2 to the Memphis Grizzlies. The OKC Thunder beat the Houston Rockets in six. They beat the Rockets in six games. I want to clear that up. And then the Golden State Warriors, and probably the shocker of the playoffs so far, beat the Denver Nuggets in six games, 4-2. So, out west, the series look like this. OKC versus Memphis. I gave you the result of that one. San Antonio will take on the Golden State Warriors now. In the out east, Miami and Chicago will get their series underway tomorrow. And right now you have New York and the Indiana Pacers playing. I would give my predictions, but so far I haven't been that good. I've been okay. The Knicks, I obviously predicted, would beat Boston. Of course, I went with the Miami Heat over the Milwaukee Bucks. Had to go with the Chicago Bulls over the Brooklyn Nets. Even went with Indiana over Atlanta. So out east, I'm looking good. 4-0. But I did pick the Clippers to beat Memphis. That was kind of disappointing. And I also picked the Nuggets to beat Golden State. That wasn't too disappointing, but Denver really doesn't have a superstar to go to, but I thought they would get it done. They didn't. I did pick San Antonio to beat the Lakers, and I did pick OKC to beat the Rockets. Now, I'm going to give you, real quick, my next prediction. If Derrick Rose does not return, which it looks like he will not, the Heat will beat the Bulls in no more than five games. Just my personal opinion. And I love the Bulls. You guys know I'm a Bulls fan. I rock with the Bulls. But the Heat, just too much. Coming off a lot of rest. They're fresh. Dwayne Wade will probably be back for this series. So, five games at the most. If, by some miracle, Derrick Rose decides, I'm going to go out and I'm going to play basketball, then is when it becomes interesting. Because if Derrick Rose comes back like the Derrick Rose who left, if he's Derrick Rose pre-injury, anything close to that, then I like the Heat in seven games. Seven. And anything can happen in game sevens, but I'm going to go with the Heat. Even with my love of the Bulls, I just got to be realistic. I'm going to go with the Heat. The New York Knicks, I expect them to beat the Pacers, but I'm going to give them six games. 4-2, game six, the Knicks close it out in Indiana. Out west, with OKC winning this game, I still don't think without Russell Westbrook they can get past the Grizzlies. So I'm going to go Memphis in six. This number six is bothering me. And then the other series, I'm going to go out on a limb. This one's probably the boldest prediction I'm going to make. I'm not going to pick the Warriors to beat the San Antonio Spurs, so don't worry about that. I'm going to pick the Spurs to sweep the Warriors. Clean sweep. I think Steph Curry is a beast. He probably gets off in a few games. But the Spurs are just too well coached, too good of an oiled machine, too well oiled. They're going to sweep them. Just my opinion. If you're listening and you disagree or you agree, feel free to press the 1 on your keypad, join the debate. If not, get ready for the next topic. Now, since the last time I talked to you guys, since the last time TLR aired, there's been some moving and some shaking in the NFL. That includes Darrelle Revis being traded from the Jets to the Buccaneers. I think we spoke with that the last time we were on. Spoke about that, rather, the last time we were on. But the Jets made news again by releasing high-profile quarterback Tim Tebow. I don't agree with the move. In fact, I think it's a good move. I don't believe Tim Tebow is a quarterback in the NFL. I believe Tim Tebow is a good guy. I believe Tim Tebow may be even a decent football player, but quarterback is not the position he should be playing at this level. Even with the release of Tim Tebow, the Jets still have five quarterbacks on their roster. Five. And according to the Jets, all five will have a chance to start. So at the start of training camp, there will be a quarterback competition, a five-man quarterback competition that will include rookie from West Virginia. I can't believe his name is escaping me right now. This is embarrassing. What's this guy's name? Geno Smith. There we go. Geno Smith, who was picked up by the Jets in the second round. Of course, Geno waited in the green room all night, day one of the draft. Was expected to go as an early first-round pick. Nobody picked him up. In fact, he was looked over for quarterback E.J. Manuel out of Florida State. No one would have predicted that, but it is what it is. So Geno Smith will be in the mix along with veteran David Garrard, incumbent Mark Sanchez, a couple other guys who really have no shot. The Jets have really, since those first 2 years of Rex Ryan's tenure, have really become the laughing stock of the league. Just a joke, basically. And most of it starts at the quarterback position in Mark Sanchez. I don't want to heap all of the responsibility on Mark Sanchez, but, you know, at some point you have to step up to the plate and take on the challenge of being the starting quarterback for the New York Jets, and he's just really never done that. In a change of gear real fast, we're going to change gears real quick. The Nets won't keep P.J. Carlissimo. That's right. The Nets will not keep P.J. Carlissimo. Of course, Carlissimo took over earlier in the season when the Nets fired Avery Johnson when they were playing 500 basketball. Carlissimo went 35-19 during the regular season after taking over, which is, you know, well above 500, 16 games above 500. But I guess the Nets have decided to go in a different direction. Word is that they will be reaching out to former Detroit Piston, former Philadelphia 76er coach, Brown. Brown is his last name. His first name is escaping me again. It's a bad day for me, man. I don't know. The Heat players claim that Derrick Rose won't be a thorn if he does indeed decide to come back. Now, that's big because Derrick Rose is one of the premier players in this league. In fact, his last full season of playing basketball, he was the league MVP. So to say that a former league MVP, and that's all you guys know him as, is the league MVP, won't jar you, or you won't be caught off guard. It's kind of, I don't know, a little bit of gamesmanship, in my opinion, especially since he gave those guys all sorts of headaches during the regular season last year and the year before. Of course, the Heat took care of the Bulls 2 years ago in the playoffs with Derrick Rose on the team, winning that series in five games, but all five of those games were very hotly contested, except for the first one that the Bulls actually won. The rest of those were close games. The Heat just executed better down the stretch in. But we'll see, man. Hopefully Derrick does return, man. I'm a huge Derrick Rose fan. My favorite player right now. I hope he gets back on the court before these playoffs are over. Hopefully game one, man. We need you game one against the Heat. In fact, the hashtag is Beat the Heat on Twitter. Hashtag Beat the Heat on Twitter. You'll see me doing it throughout the week, throughout this series. Beat the Heat. I also hashtag whatever happened to the return. Of course, Adidas, Derrick Rose's longtime sponsor at the beginning of this season, playing off of his ACL injury, had the hashtag of the return. So I played a little bit on that and said whatever happened to the return. No disrespect to D. Rose. He's a great guy and, like I said, my favorite player. And I really appreciate what he brings to the table in terms of his skill set and just his demeanor, man. Very humble young man. Knows what he wants and pretty much gets it done. But speedy recovery. Wish to Derrick Rose and the rest of that Bulls, man. The Bulls look like an infirmary right now. They look like a U.S. Army infirmary. Everybody's hurt. Luol Deng, starting small forward, leading scorer for them during the regular season, has been in and out of the hospital the last few days with some sort of illness. We saw Mighty Mouse, as I like to call him, but the little guy, the point guard, whose name is escaping me. By the way, Larry Brown is the name of the coach that the Nets have been rumored to be trying to talk to. See, I remembered that one while forgetting another one, but we'll get back to it. Little Mighty Mouse, guys, you know who I'm talking about. The Bulls point guard, backup point guard for the Bulls. Little guy, used to play with the Knicks. Him. He was seen throwing up on the bench in game five. Of course, like I said, Luol Deng in and out of the hospital. Kirk Heinrich, starting point guard, has been out of the last two games with a calf injury. His status is still up in the air for game one, along with Luol Deng. And then Joakim Noah, of course, has the plantar fasciitis in his right foot. Still toughing it through that one. So the Bulls, man, are a little banged up. But I don't think there's a grittier team in the league, a harder working team in the league than the Chicago Bulls. And hopefully Derrick Rose gets back. It helps them, get past the Heat. If they get past the Heat, let me just say this. If Derrick Rose gets back, because if Derrick Rose doesn't come back, they have no shot of beating the Heat. I'm just going to say it. And Diva J wouldn't like this because she's a huge Celtics fan. By the way, let me pause right there. We're going to come back to this discussion. But by the way, Diva J's Celtics lost in round one. Just wanted the public to know that. To the New York Knicks, of course. But still, they went home in round one. Now, you may know Diva J is a huge Boston Celtics fan. And if you don't, then you know now. She is a huge Boston Celtics fan. However, they are beginning to go on the wrong side of the hill. You know, you get to the top of the hill, you win a championship. You're still up there. You get back to the championship. You lose it in seven games. Good series. But now they're starting to come down on the other side of the hill. They lost Ray Allen, Jesus Shuttlesworth, for those who are movie buffs and saw he got game. Lost Jesus to the rival Miami Heat. He went to the rival Miami Heat. He's getting buckets. In fact, he looks younger. It's like the Heat have made Mr. Shuttlesworth younger. But anyway, Kevin Garnett looked like he's about 57. Paul Pierce looks like he's about 72. And they're playing like it, man. They're just an older team. And no disrespect. I don't want to disrespect the Celtics because they've been good for a while now. They've won a championship. So those guys deserve all the respect that you give to a sports figure who is a champion. They are champions. There's no doubt about that. But the proverbial clock is ticking away on those guys. Just my personal opinion. But they, you know, they show a lot of fight in sticking in and really trying to stave off elimination against the Knicks a lot more than I thought they would. But they, you know, they got it done, man. They didn't get it done. Let me clear that up. They definitely didn't get it done. But they played hard. Let me take this time to have a little commercial for Intune Radio, or for the Intune Show, rather, on Blog Talk Radio, however that works out. be sure to follow us at Intune Show on Twitter. That's at the letter NTUNEDSHOW. We are active on Twitter as I speak. So be sure to follow us. Get all the updates on upcoming broadcasts and things like that. Get updates on TLR, the locker room with Altitude Diva J. Join in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/theintuneshow. We are in the chat room, and we are accepting tweets. Follow me on Twitter at Altidude. Tweet me right now with any topics or anything that you want to discuss, and we'll get that done. But, yeah, back to basketball. As I said, Diva J somewhere. That's probably why she ain't on the show. Because right now she is so distraught. She is just inconsolable right now. Somewhere down to her last three tissues in her Kleenex box, crying because the Boston Celtics didn't get it done. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics are somewhere at a geriatric pharmacy getting fitted for pediatric shoes and, you know, showing off their AARP cards, getting hip replacements, you know, all the things old people do. Because they're old. But anyway, they didn't get it done. But as I was saying before, I got on the Celtics. If Derrick Rose gets back and the Bulls somehow get past the Miami Heat, the Chicago Bulls will win the NBA championship. I just said it. That's how I feel. Call me if you disagree. 818-495-6975. If you are listening on the internet, press 1 when you get through, or press 1 to get through, rather. And if you are listening to us on the phone, join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/theintuneshow. We want to hear what you got to say. We want to hear the voices of the masses. If you disagree with what I'm saying today, be sure to call in. Let me know. I'm always down for a good argument. I love it. If you agree with what I'm saying, call me. Let me know. I'm always down for a good ego stoking. I love it. Either way, you win. Either way, I win. you win, the Intune show wins, TLR wins, the fans win. Just maybe not your favorite team. That's all. But anyway, man, Sports 25. I have the option of hanging around until 4:30 with you guys. I also have the option of hanging around until 5 o'clock with you guys. It's up to you. It's up to the fans. I got information. I can go on information all day. If you want to do information, you want me to stay on the radio right now, be sure to call in. Let my superiors know. Yo, I want Al to be on the radio a little longer today. It's simple. It's real simple. Anyway, college football, of course, will be going to a playoff system starting next season. They will be going to a playoff system, long overdue. Initially, there will only be four teams. I don't want to say initially to hype you guys, to have you believe in that the following year or some years after that, there will be more teams. Right now, that is the plan, to only have four teams in this playoff. But it's better than not having a playoff at all. And how it will work is the top four teams at the end of the season, the end of the AP poll, I guess, or BCS poll, the top four teams will go to this playoff. They will one will play four, two will play three. The winner of those two games will meet in the national championship game for all the marbles. I'm not sure if the BCS will even exist. The BCS may not exist because of the new playoff system. So there may not be a BCS ranking. Don't hold me to that, though. Don't quote me for that being fact. It's just my thinking that since there's a playoff now, there's no need for a BCS ranking system. But, you know, college football is funny, and they may do something weird like that. It's just the way they work. Real quick, I'm going to get you some NFL news. The Dolphins signed veteran offensive tackle Klabo. The Jags, Joko, adjusting to the right side move. Of course, Joko, the first overall pick in this year's NFL draft, played left tackle. Apparently, the Jags want to move him to the right side of the line. That will take some adjusting, but he's a big guy. He should be able to do okay. He's a big boy. Real fast, I'm going to get you guys some baseball scores. We're going to get out of here because you guys didn't call and let my boss know that I was doing amazing and that you wanted to hear me longer. Shame on you all. Or shame on me for sucking. Either way. right now, we are in the bottom of the ninth. The New York Yankees trail the Oakland Athletics 5-4. Bottom of the eighth, the New York Mets trail the Atlanta Braves 8-4. Not a good day for your New York baseball, I'm just saying. The Washington Nationals lead the Pittsburgh Pirates in the bottom of the eighth 6-2. The Chicago White Sox 5-3 over the Kansas City Royals, top of the seventh. Also top of the seventh, the St. Louis Cardinals are dominating the Milwaukee Brewers 9-1. Top of the sixth, the Miami Marlins are dominating the Philadelphia Phillies 10-0 rather. Cincinnati Reds 4-3 over the Chicago Cubs, top of the sixth. The Boston Red Sox 3-1 in the top of the five over the Texas Rangers. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim 3-1 over the Baltimore Orioles, rather, top of the third in that one. Bottom of the first, Detroit leads Houston 2-0. Arizona and San Diego are tied, rather, in the first inning. Tampa Bay 3-0 over Colorado in the first. Minnesota beat Cleveland today 4-2. Toronto beat Seattle 10-2. Those are your Major League Baseball scores for today. Last night, big matchup. Floyd Money Mayweather beat Robert Guerrero pretty comprehensively. Never really trailed in the fight except for round one. I thought I gave the first round to Robert Guerrero. It was hard to find another round to give to him after that. Floyd Mayweather is simply the best pound-for-pound boxer on the planet, at least until you fight someone that beats him. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Although I would love to see him and Adrian Broner mix it up. Adrian Broner, the young 24-year-old, I believe, out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Yuck, I just gave props to Cincinnati, Ohio. But he's a kid that just moved up to Mayweather's weight class, by the way. Don't lose sight of that. He will be fighting Paulie Malignaggi at welterweight, the same weight division that Floyd Mayweather is in. So we'll see how it works. There's a lot of talk about Floyd Mayweather fighting Canelo Alvarez, which, you know, I guess would be entertaining, but I don't really see Canelo beating Floyd. But Broner, on the other hand, I'm pretty sure he can beat anybody. That includes Floyd Mayweather Jr. That being said, I believe Floyd Mayweather Jr. can beat anybody. That includes Adrian Broner. So we'll see how it works out. I think I'm out of news for you guys, man. My feelings are kind of hurt that you guys didn't call in and tell my boss that I was doing an excellent job. It's not too late, but you will only have until the end of my marketing rant for the Intune show. Here we go. Be sure to follow me at Altidude, Altidude, on Twitter. I will not follow you back, maybe. But at least you'll be following me. You'll be up to date on all the happenings in my life and the sports world. Also, you will see me retweet a bunch of Intune show programming, Intune show ideas. Follow the official Miss P. That is my superior here at the Intune show. She now has her own Twitter. That is at official Miss P. Be sure to follow the show, Intune show, letter N, tuned show, just how it's spelled. Follow Miss Diva J. That's Diva, D-I-V-A-H underscore J. Follow the rest of the team, K Bookman, K underscore Bookman, just how that sounds. Lyrical Cutie is our programming director here. So if you have music, you want to be heard, you want to get it out to the masses, be sure to follow her. Send her your MP3 of your clean music, okay? If your music is full of curse words and ignorance, you're already losing, and it will not be played. I'm just letting you know. Be sure to follow. Who else we got, man? It's a team full of people, full of great people, by the way. Dr. Sue. Dr. Sue, Don DePhillips. The list goes on and on. We got a lot of supporters, man. Be sure to follow the team, though. If you follow the Intune show, you'll know, because we retweet each other all the time. And just follow the wave, man. Get on the wave, ride it to the end. We will not disappoint you. That is that. Miss P, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Altitude. You did a great job. And once again, thank you for everything.
Thank you. It's been
never
a pleasure.
Always. Yes, okay, see you.
I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go. Just tune in, let's count it down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let the show begin. With a pretty light skin, diva name Miss P. Shout it, cheat it off the meter, just as fly as she can be. Hailing from the NYC, I rep that ratchet third. Level, nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard? Internet connection.